This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're exploring a new kind of community gardening. Georgianne Sprinkle works for the Alaska Community Action on Toxics, and she heads the group's organic outreach program. She recently started a community garden project called Yardacopia, and her reason was simple.
A lot of times, the anti-toxics and anti-chemical message is really negative and comes across as a bunch of naysayers. And so this program is a way to give back to the community that gives something really positive for people to do.
The Yardacopia program works like this. A homeowner that wants fresh organic produce pairs up with a volunteer that wants to garden them. The homeowner provides the space and the garden materials, while the volunteer does all of the actual gardening. Afterwards, each party splits the produce. Throughout the year, Sprinkle also consults the gardeners to give them growing tips. She says it's sort of like the Muni's community garden program, but better.
The Muni just kind of said, here, have a garden. And like, it's like, you know, there's nothing to go along with that. So it was important to me that there was an education component and not just facilitating the meetup.
The Yardacopia program also donates 10% of its harvest to charity. Sprinkle says that's because she believes everyone should have access to organic food.
What bothers me personally a lot about organic food movements is how it's segmented to people of privilege are the ones that can afford to eat organically. And I just wanted to be able to, if we were running this program and more people of privilege were a part of it, I wanted to make sure that we were being responsible and giving some of that privilege back to the community.
For a firsthand look at one of these gardens, I meet up with Alexa Mortensen, who is a volunteer. She lives just up the street from her garden, but she says her yard isn't big enough for a setup like this.
No, it's just not really a possibility for me, which is why getting involved is great, because if you don't have space for a garden, you can garden someone else's yard and still reap the benefits.
As far as the bounty goes, the produce is an Alaskan-proof variety. You won't find any tomatoes or peppers here.
There's kale, Swiss chard, lettuce, potatoes, arugula, radishes, chives, and some calendula and pansies.
Mortensen describes herself as a novice gardener at best. And while she does love eating the produce, the real draw of the Yardacopia program for her was the guidance and knowledge that it offered.
We meet once a week at the garden, and we get a little lesson and kind of go over how the plants are doing, if we find aphids, if we find slugs. Just kind of advice and tips, and are like, oh, this is what this plant's doing. This is not good, so this is how you fix it.
This is Mortensen's second year in the program, and she says it's a perfect fit for now, but she has bigger future plans.
Long-term goals, yeah, I would like to have a garden of my own on a larger scale so I can be maybe eating my garden all winter long.
In the meantime, Mortensen will absorb as much gardening knowledge as she can and split half of her harvest with her homeowner counterpart, Jack. When I catch a glimpse of Jack, I'm interested by the stark age difference between him and Mortensen, at least 30 years. And that is one of Georgianne Sprinkle's favorite things about her Yardacopia project.
We have one 89-year-old gentleman who's hosting a garden, and we have 20-year-old bike culture, counterculture volunteers, and we have UAA professors. So it's a really diverse group of people that's interested in participating, and it's really great. I don't know how else to say that.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.